Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is Omar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. We're at the lovely estate of Joe Joyce here in Las Vegas. A little bit better than London, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's a little bit hotter, a little bit more humid. But yeah, it's great out here. It's got the pool there, if you just heard the splash. It's good to have some vitamin D in the training. It definitely picks up the mood and helps you lose weight quicker as well.
How have the runs been up the mountains?
Yeah, been really tough, actually. They're good, though. It's like uphill, it's got a bit of elevation and also a little bit altitude as you get up the top of Red Rock Hill Canyon.
So, yeah, you've been at the UFC Centre, which I know you love training at. You've got Cam out here with you. Obviously, Shane, who's burnt as anything.
Yeah,
to a crisp. But, yeah, how's everything going with Cam? Feeling strong, feeling powerful?
Yeah, feeling strong, feeling powerful. Done some good round sparring. I'm leveling up as we speak, from week to week, training with Salas and Cam. And so, yeah, Cam's going from strength to strength, and I'm in a good place mentally and physically.
Okay. Well, it also gives you a bit more time to work on your trash talking skills. I know you've been working hard on that. I enjoyed the BT advert during the Champions League final. So hopefully you're going to give me some decent trash talk today.
I'll be eminently assured. Yeah.
How do you think the actual advert came out on BT?
Yeah, it came out really well, actually. It's good to see like how things piece together, because we did a lot of takes in the different locations and stuff, and once it all goes together, then you can't see it from as you're doing it, you can't really see it how it's going to look afterwards. But I think they did a great job, all the team and at BT, and yeah, what a great advert to have like during the football and the UFC as well. Like I've had a lot, it's been viewed a lot, so I'm very happy.
In a less polite way than you thought it was going to be shit, but it actually come out really good.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, it's good fun. It's good fun doing. Yeah, need to practice my lines.
But Joe, on a serious note, as you said, Champions League final, it doesn't really get bigger than that, and across the UFC as well and the BT platforms, to have you as the main guy growing across the adverts, it really shows kind of the rise you've been on in a still a short professional career.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I still look at my fight count as 13-0. It's not like a massive, lot of fights. But in that short time, I've progressed rapidly, and now I'm at the top of the. I'm at the top, and I'm entering the inner circle of the heavyweights, and there's plenty of good fights out there, and I'm going to be heavyweight champion very soon.
Okay, good to hear. What does Christian Hammer present at this stage of his career, in your opinion?
He comes forward, and it's going to be a good fight to have. He's fought everybody, and it'll be interesting to see how I get on with him, how I cope with and how he copes with me. So yeah, I think it's going to be an explosive fight, one that I'm getting ready for. And yeah, I just can't wait to get back in the ring. Really, it's been ages now, and you know, sparring's gone really well, and I feel I'm ready to get back in there and you know, show people what I'm made of.
Just to discuss the rest of the heavyweight division, I had a interaction with Tyson Fury the other day on Instagram. I think he was saying something about the only way anyone can beat me is by hitting him with a bat or something to that effect. And then you said to him, I thought you were retired. What was that?
I was like, noted, okay. Bring a bat then next time.
And then you went back to him and said, well, I thought you were retired. If you want some, I'll give it to you. So in your frame of mind, when you look at the heavyweight division, do you see Tyson Fury as a retired fighter? Do you believe what he's saying?
No, I'm not convinced. I think, like, he'll probably wait. You know, he's spending time with his family. He'll wait around and watch what happens with the Usyk-Joshua rematch. And then, you know, he's still a young man. He's been in the sport a long time. But, I mean, he doesn't really have to prove anything to anyone. But, you know, like, especially... It's like, do you want to fight again for this much, and or do you want to unify the division and stuff like that? But like, he's staying in good shape, and I won't be surprised if we see him again.
How strongly do you put your name in the hat for him? Because there was talk before the Fury White fight when potentially people were saying this fight might not happen. Let's get Joe Joyce in on April 23rd and fight Tyson Fury. If he is not retired. I'm sure you're pleading for that fight, Joe.
Yeah, I think it'll be a great fight. Having spent time in the ring with Tyson Fury, I'm Big Bear, did a lot of training there, did a bit of training in Bolton as well. So yeah, his style, like when the styles meet, it'll be a great fight, I think. I mean, Tyson Fury, you know, all respect to him, I think he's a great fighter, and you know, such a big man with, you know, he's like, you know, athletic. He can move around the ring. He's got long reach and comes with like a high skill level. And you know, he's got the trash talk. He's got can sing. He's got everything. But like, you know, it's a great fight. And you know, I have a lot of attributes that could cause him trouble. And I think, you know, for the boxing fans and you know, the global fans, I think it'd be a great fight in the history of boxing. So let's hopefully that gets made.
I appreciate this is a tough question to answer, but ultimately, how do you beat someone like Tyson Fury?
You know, from sparring him, I'm not going to give away everything, but like, you know, we've both got a good engine and decent power and skills. Especially, you know, I've got Salas on my side. He'll devise a game plan to beat him, and you know, I'm like he's going to have to staple me to the floor, isn't he? He's going to have to knock me out or like outpoint me or whatever. So, but I think it's going to be a tough task because I'm going to be with him to the end. And you know, I've got my own skills, my endurance, my chin. I can bang as well. So, yeah, I think it'll be a great fight.
Okay. Moving on in terms of the heavyweight division, your old friend Anthony Joshua, I want to speak a little bit about him. So, I've never actually asked you about this, Joe, but of course there was that sparring video that got leaked, and if you don't mind me saying, I think it's fair to say it wasn't favourable towards yourself, that sparring video. What was your thoughts on that video being leaked and suggestions that his own team leaked that video?
Yeah, it was a very biased sparring video of him looking good. He hasn't looked that good for a while, I think, and he's... But like he looks like he, you know, he's got his new coach, so like let's see how, you know, he hasn't got much time with him before the Usyk fought rematch again. But sorry, what was the question? Say that again.
We'll come on to Robert Garcia and the Usyk rematch in a second. But I've never actually asked you about the sparring video that got leaked.
Oh, yeah.
Some fighters won't care. Some fighters take that quite to heart because sparring is sparring. And as I said, there was suggestions, I don't know if it's true, there was suggestions his team leaked that video.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about that?
Well, I don't really care because there's a lot of footage over the years, like imagine like 4 or 5 years plus of sparring footage. Like there's him, you know, leading up to Olympics. There's, you know, post Olympics when he's turned pro, and I'm leading up to the Olympics in Rio. And it, depending on what stage of the camp we are in, like sometimes I'm punching him up, sometimes he's punching me up. But it's like, you know, it's like equal spot. It's 50-50 spot. I mean, he's like, people are paid to watch, but he's like, or someone is hand-picked sparring. But I think, like, mentally where Joshua's at, he's kind of, I don't know what, he's being a bit petty, like, with like, if he did have anything to do with it, to, like, leak sparring footage where it's like that, and, like, bringing up, like, that fight freaking 10 years ago when he beat me in a round with a, whether, you know, the odds were stacked against me, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, I've come a long way since then, and I think he just likes me being, like, he likes being, you know, the big man, the landlord and that. And where I'm kind of getting up there and being a threat to him, then he's finding, you know, it's like ego, and he just wants, like, I don't know, mate, if it was him or not, like, that he's, I need a better way of explaining it.
He's seeing you as an up-and-coming threat, and... Yeah. Is perhaps going on the attack on you a little bit? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, something like that, yeah, along them lines.
Well, this was all at the time around when you and him were having a lot of back and forth, and it was obviously a surprise to see, because he's not really that character. You're not actually really that character either. Were you surprised when he went on the offensive? Because he's not really the Anthony Joshua that we see. He's only like that when he's provoked.
Yeah, but he's very corporate, and he knows how to sometimes he just waffles this talk where it sounds like really philosophical and stuff, but it seems very scripted. But then when he breaks character like that, then, you know, there's something's going on, and that's why I said his head's a bit gone, you know, and he's biting. And I mean, even like talking to them uni kids, like, why is he like, it should be like, you know, like water for a duck's back. It shouldn't like affect him, but like him having to go there and like intimidate them and stuff, like, it's not really needed, is it?
Okay. Well, yeah, he has linked up with Robert Garcia. He goes into his rematch with Alexander Usyk, which hasn't been announced yet, but we expect it to happen. How much of a chance do you give him? And also, do you expect Alexander Usyk to be more dangerous and better in this rematch?
Robert Garcia, I think it's a good choice for him. He's like more of a like offensive trainer, and I think it should be a good fit. But like, he's only got a short time to work on stuff with him, leading up to the rematch with Usyk. And Usyk's already beaten him before, so he'll have an advantage. He'll know what to do to go in, and he's not going to be like Ruiz, where he's just going to like eat loads of Snicker bars and freaking, you know, like put on weight and stuff. He's been gone to war, apparently, but, you know, word on the street, he might have been training the whole time. So he'll be in a good place coming in, and he'll know exactly what to do to beat Joshua again. But it's up to Joshua to then, you know, make the fight how the first fight should have been and correct his mistakes. But can he do it? It's like, Usyk's a very skilled fighter, good head movement, footwork and boxing brains, and like very calculated how he, like, he'll go to approach. But then obviously Joshua's a bigger man, he's stronger, he's got a bigger punch. But I mean, Usyk can, I don't know, do you think Usyk can knock Joshua out? I don't know. Let's see how the fight goes. It's an exciting fight to watch, and I'm excited to watch it.
Okay, and just to close off, your former opponent Daniel Dubois goes in against Trevor Bryant this Saturday in Miami. Thoughts on that clash? Do you expect Daniel to come out that unscathed?
Yeah, I think, you know, Daniel Dubois has been doing good work since the defeat against me, and, you know, working with, like, pains to say, doing good work with Shane McGuigan. He is a good coach, and he seems to, like watching the stuff he's doing on the pads and stuff, he seems to be, you know, having a bit more head movement, and like levelling up his skills and that. So, but I mean, Trevor Bryant, I think unless he can do something amazing and have like the footwork and start boxing skills to beat him, I think it's going to be a short night maybe. But let's see how it goes. I think Daniel's probably going to win this one.
Okay, well, we'll find out live on BT Sport this Saturday, and we'll also see you back in action on July 2nd on BT Sport, which is great for heavyweight division and British boxing. Joe Joyce, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV out here in Las Vegas, and hopefully we'll see you soon, all right?
All right, nice one.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.